Hold on to your masks. CJ Papa, Fox News. President Biden asked if people should put on masks when they fly, despite a ruling Monday from a federal judge saying it's okay to go maskless while on a plane or other mass transit.
That's up to them.
Well, in New York City, as well as California, officials there requiring people to wear their masks on public transportation. But in Florida, change at the Magic Kingdom when it comes to face coverings. More live now from Fox's Evan Brown.
CJ, Walt Disney World in Orlando is once again making masks optional in all areas. The resort had been requiring them in indoor areas at hotels and at the theme parks, as well as on transportation. The policy change comes as a federal court in Florida rules the CDC's mandate for masks on public transit to be unconstitutional. An Associated Press poll, however, shows mixed support for widespread unmasking. A little more than half of the 1,000 Americans polled still believe masks on public transportation should be required, CJ.
All right, thanks so much, Eben. The White House sending more than $2.5 billion in military aid to Ukraine, including another $800 million worth of lethal aid that will be start arriving this week. Florida Congressman Michael Wall speaking last hour to Fox News.
We have got to unload the full amount of arms and weaponry that we can, and I would like to see our Eastern European allies pushing their Russian made systems in so that the Ukrainians can use them and utilize them more quickly without training.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin says it delivered a roadmap to peace and it's waiting for Ukraine to respond. Meanwhile, D.C. Metro Police moments ago call it a robbery gone wrong at the Peruvian embassy in Washington, D.C. And taking place early this morning, police say the Secret Service used their tasers, but that did not work before they fired, killing the suspect. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Trading on Wall Street underway for just over 30 minutes. The Dow up 154. The S&P looking for some traction. The NASDAQ down big, down 118. Netflix is down more than 35% today. More testimony today inside a courtroom in Fairfax, Virginia from actor Johnny Depp. He's suing his former wife for defamation. Fox's David Spunt is there.
He was on the stand for 3 hours yesterday, and here's what he told jurors.
Never did I myself reach the point of striking Ms. Heard in any way, nor have I ever struck any woman in my life.
Depp said his initial relationship with Heard was, quote, too good to be true, but she later became a much different person.
And Depp claims her allegations ruined his career. He's suing for $50 million in damages. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill want answers to an alleged cover-up of the origins of COVID-19 pandemic. It follows a magazine story.
A Vanity Fair report revealed steps taken by the nonprofit Eco Health Alliance and its president, Peter Daszak, to divert attention from its risky U.S. government-funded virology research here in the United States and in Wuhan, China. In a letter to Health and Human Services, GOP lawmakers write, quote, according to Vanity Fair, Daszak immediately engaged in a cover-up of the origins of COVID-19. They wrote that he and a small group of scientists, quote, worked in concert to present the lab leak hypothesis as a groundless and destructive conspiracy theory.
Fox's Brooke Singerman, a Missouri bill would slap restrictions on how race is talked about in public K-12 schools. The GOP-led House voting 85 59 in favor of the measure, with some Republicans opposing the measure. Students, parents, and teachers could file complaints with the state AG or the state education department. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.